Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson from astrologyboo.com, bringing you an August 2014 forecast for Libra. Now, Libra, this is a time when you're beginning to feel a little bit more positive, and a lot less weepy, a lot less emotional, and a lot less held back by your beliefs, but also by others' expectations of you. At the end of last month, Mars went into Scorpio, which was a blessed relief for you. He had been in your sign for about at least 9 months, and it had been creating a lot of inner irritation and an inability to properly express yourself in your usual diplomatic way. It was as if every time you expressed your needs that people rebelled against you, felt defensive towards you. It wasn't a time when things went very smoothly. Added into that, the fact that you've got a Uranus going through your seventh house of relationships, creating sudden changes and a real need for freedom, and you've got Pluto going through your fourth house of home and family, creating a lot of transformation but a real unsettled feeling. You know, it's been a tricky time for you. All in all, when Jupiter went into your 11th house last month, you began to feel a lot more connected to people and a lot more able to reach out and create new networks. It is marking a new time of activities, of friendships, of organisations and collaboration. And that is a nice feeling after the last 9 months you've had. Now Mars has gone into your second house, you have a lot more energy to further your own work goals, but also to work on your self-esteem. You feel comfortable now to express your needs. You feel that you've picked up on the lessons that you've learned over the last 9 months. It's a good time. At the beginning of the month, up until the 13th, you've got Venus going through Cancer, which is in your 10th house, making you quite persuasive in work and making it very easy to find solutions to problems at work and to get noticed. It's also a time when people might find you attractive at work. So for those of you that are single and have their eye on someone in work, then this could be a month for you. With Mercury going through your 11th house, it's also, as I said, it's a time of collaboration, especially with Jupiter going through. And I would say it's a time when you really should pay attention to creating new networks. From a business perspective, that's great. But for those of you who have hobbies that you really want to get out and learn a lot more about, it's a really good time to enroll in courses, to think about education, and in particular, online education and online opportunities. I just think this is a time for you to learn a lot more, but in a way where you're connecting to other people, because that's where the real learning is taking place. And I think it's good for you to practice collaboration, especially after the last 9 months when, to be frank, you were feeling a lot less connected to people. You know, it's unlike Librans to feel so disconnected from people. So I think it's a time for you to rebalance yourself and give yourself more confidence with your relationships with people. Towards the end of the month, from the 22nd, you'll begin to just go into yourself a little bit. And that is marking the fact that the sun is going into your 12th house of undoing, but your 12th house of privacy and private thoughts. It's a time when you can just take a deep breath and think, oh my goodness, what's going to happen now? It's almost a time when you can connect into your dreams and think, okay, you know, one period of time has just elapsed. I know I'm about to go into a new phase, and it's that little bit of time in between. Dates to look out for: the 10th is the full moon in Aquarius. That is taking place in your fifth house. So for those of you that are creative, that marks a time when you're almost busting and bursting forth with your creativity, and you might get a little bit tense with your new contacts and collaborators, people you're collaborating with. But from the 25th, when there's the new moon at 3:13 p.m., you may find that it is a time to dream. It's a time to put your creation internally and to think and come up with big dreams. It's marking a time when the law of attraction will be very, very magical for you. So use a little bit of that time from the 22nd to get personal, to get deep, to get profound, and touch those parts of you that haven't been touched for a very long time. That sounds a bit rude, but hey, make the most of it. Great month ahead for you. Take care.